Okay. Hello! I haven't done a ramble while driving in like the longest time.
So let's see how this goes. So I've been staying up like for the last like week until like 6 a.m. It's awful.
Get the lights in the big city. Anyway, so I've been staying up to like 6 a.m. for like the last week, and I don't know why, because I literally stay up and do nothing. Are you gonna turn, sir? Oh my god. Seriously, I just got in this car like 2 seconds ago, and I'm already yelling at someone. Wow, fantastic. Turn it up, turn it up. So I stayed up till like 6 a.m. last night, and at 6 a.m. I told myself, like, tomorrow I'm not gonna nap, I'm gonna stay up all day. How am I gonna do this, you ask? I'm gonna wake up and I'm gonna go to Starbucks. And so after talking on Discord for about an hour and a half, I decided to put some pants on, because I was in my panties like I always am when I'm at home by myself. And then I got in my car and I'm going to Starbucks now. Every night this week. And I'm hoping that the Starbucks is kind of packed like it usually is. I don't know anything about coffee. Like, I don't really drink coffee. Every time that I go to vodka. What was it? What am I talking about vodka? Every time that I go to Starbucks, I always get a passion tea, or I get a chai latte. Because with soy milk. But what I think I'm going to do today, I think I'm going to do an almond milk latte. An iced almond milk latte. But soy milk, actually. I'll do soy milk. I'm gonna do a iced soy milk latte, but I'm gonna get it with double espresso. I'm at Starbucks, guys, already. Like, I'm right here. So have you got the guts? Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it shuts. Simmer down and pucker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp of trying to kiss you. The person in front of me is staring at me, singing this song as I do. You guys are gonna hear me ruin my order.
Here
you go.
Can I help you?
Hi, can I get a, what was it that he wanted? The chocolate? Do you guys have like a chocolate chip frappuccino?
Yeah, did you want one with coffee or without coffee?
With coffee.
Okay, and what time did you want that today?
Can I get a grande?
Okay, what else can I get for you?
And then can I get a venti iced soy milk latte?
Venti iced soy milk latte, okay.
But can I get that with double, like, how many shots of espresso does it come with?
So the venti comes with three already. Ooh. You want to add one more?
Can you add two more?
You want to add two more?
Yeah, please.
Okay, anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay.
I think that's it.
Alrighty, 1321.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To see you go, sort of hoping that you'd stay. Anyway, a lot of you guys, if you guys are just like on Reddit, you probably don't know this, but I started a Discord server. And if you've been around for a while, oh, before I talk about that, I got in my car And there's a Game of Thrones poster in my car, and I was like, what the fuck? Cause like, it's a Game of Thrones poster that has...
It has Jon,
Arya, Tyrion, Daenerys, Cersei, Sansa, Bran, Jaime, and the Night King. May he rest in peace. So I got in my car and I was like, what the fuck is this? And my brother works for a company that has a contract with HBO. It's actually the company that I used to work for. My old demonic occupancy, is that how you say it? Anyway, my brother works at my old job and they have a contract with HBO, so I guess like they gave him a bunch of stuff. But there's a Game of Thrones poster in my car, and yeah. I haven't talked about this on Reddit, but can you guys tell me if I'm wrong or if I'm right? I think that the ships in the preview for next week, like, if Daenerys lost most of her troops, I don't see how she still has ships. So I think, like, if she has ships, I think she's calling, I think my theory is that she's calling in reinforcements from Marine, because you know how she left like Dario Naharis and the Second Sons in Marine. So that's what my theory is, but a lot of people don't seem to share that theory with me. So please tell me if I'm valid or if I'm an idiot. I have to use my Starbucks card, so I'm not going to be able to... Oh, I can just show her my card. Where is it? Is there any way to like move money from one card to another, or is that not a thing for Starbucks? It's a really good song. I like it like that. What was I going to talk about? Oh yeah, so a lot of you guys don't know this, but I started a Reddit server, and if you've been with me for a while, if you've been with me for a long time, you know that I tried to start a Patreon server a while back. Oh shit, I have to pay. Hi. Yeah.
Okay.
I have like a bunch of gift cards. I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. You know that one?
What?
Oh, no, I lied. Okay,
so here's the other one.
And then 321 is all you want.
Okay, cool.
You need a receipt?
No, it's okay.
Yeah? All right, I'll be right off.
Thank you. Close, bitch, what the fuck? I need the dollars. Eat it up like piñatas.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Cardi B. Tú compras todos los Jordan Boy, a mí me la regalan.
I have $1.68 left on my... If you guys have Verizon, you know that they give you free, like, debit cards and stuff. I mean, gift cards and stuff. So that's where I got my stuff from.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too, thanks. Anyway, okay, so I'm about to taste my 5-shot latte. Let's see if this is good. I thought it would be stronger, but it's not. It's not too strong, so I like it. I feel like they added... I was gonna get almond milk, but... I thought if I was getting 5 shots, I thought that like it would be better if I got soy milk. Because I think all the soy milk that they carry at Starbucks is vanilla flavored. So I thought that would be better. But maybe I should have asked for a pump of vanilla syrup. It doesn't matter. I'm still going to drink it. I'm not trying to pass out. So if you've been with me for a while, you know that in the past, like a year ago or something, no, like maybe 6 months ago, I tried to start a YouTube server, a Patreon, a Discord server. So I was driving in my car and yelling at cars on the way, of course. I actually did yell at a couple of cars, and then I realized my phone wasn't recording, so that's cool. My phone's been doing this thing every time I record, which is one of the reasons why, like, I haven't really been recording that many, like, rambles and stuff anymore either, because my phone's been, like, not recording. Like, it'll say it's recording, and it shows like it's running, and then it just goes blank. And so then I'll check to see if it's recorded all of it, and it cut off like minutes before. So like right now, when I was driving and I pulled into my driveway, this audio was at 17 minutes. And then when I saved it, like I noticed that it wasn't showing like vocal like activity. So then I went to look where it stopped, and it had stopped at 10 minutes. So it didn't record 7 minutes of like what I was talking about in the car. So that's cool. Why is Billie Eilish such a good singer? I just love her vocals in this song.
I've been watching you for some time. Can't stop staring at those ocean eyes. Burning cities and napalm skies. Kissing tears inside those ocean eyes. Your ocean eyes. You really know how to make me cry when you give me those ocean eyes.
Was I talking about in the car? So let me just remember what I was talking about. So I said the poster that was in my car that I found that was Game of Thrones has Cersei and Daenerys on the back of it. And so I was kind of disappointed that I didn't realize that it was in the car, because it's a pretty dope poster. I also complained that my car was running on empty. Because my brother's been borrowing my car, so I didn't want to put gas in it. He can put gas in the car.
You know, you.
Oh yeah, and then I was talking about the Discord server. So a while back, I joined this server. Okay, I'm gonna change it to something I can't sing along to.
Downtown by myself, and I had too much time.
This is one of my all-time favorite songs ever.
Yeah, there she was. Like disco superfly. I have sex and can they hear me? Who's that lounging in my chair?
I like how I said I was going to change it to something I can't sing along to. Sorry, I burped. Sorry, my brother was knocking at my door. What was I talking about?
I'm so good at falling asleep. Thankful for you waking me. If you hadn't, you stayed here for a week.
Anyway. So I started a Discord server. And the last time, if you've been here for a while, you know that, like, in October, I tried to start a Discord server and it was a damn mess because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. But, two or three months ago, I joined this other performer's Discord server. And like getting a feel for like how she had it run and everything, and she's super awesome and the girl's so sweet and stuff. I don't want to say her name because she doesn't want me to mention it, but so there was three people that I met off of her server who like encouraged me to like start a server, and they said they would help me like mod and everything, and they're the ones that are actually helping me like admin the server, and they're fantastic. And I genuinely like love talking to all three of them because they're fucking hilarious and they're so much fun to talk to and they're so cool. And so yeah, I'm super excited because I'm having a lot of fun, and right now we're kind of just like in trial and error mode because we're just like trying to deal with what's going on. So if you're a patron of mine, I launched the Discord server for Patreon first just because it's a lesser audience, so we're trying to just get a feel like the how to manage it and stuff. So if you're a Patreon patron, the last post that I posted last night is the server link, so you can link onto that. I did go ahead and add it to like the tiers that are on my Patreon, but you get access through the Patreon link. Basically, like when you sign up for my Patreon or you become a subscriber, it automatically links you to the server, so you have Patreon privileges on the server. But since I did this after people pledged, all the people that are already like active on, that are already like my subscribers on patrons on Patreon. Why is my phone frozen? What's wrong with this thing? My phone is acting so dumb when I record. I don't know why it's doing this. Oh yeah, my phone's been acting like an idiot. So I just ordered a microphone, a USB microphone for my computer, so I can record on there because that would be a lot easier. Who is this? Oh, it's Mala Mia by Maluma. Anyway, but yeah, so if you are already a patron and you want to join in on Discord, please go to my last post and you can join from there. And we are, like I said, right now in trial and error mode, but I'm excited. I'm super stoked. So I was talking to you guys last night, like I jumped on voice chat and I was talking to you guys, and I was thinking that maybe I'll do like live recordings where like if I'm recording or I'm feeling like anything, like if I'm recording something that's gonna go just up for the general public, I might like do live recordings on there and stuff. So I'm stoked about that. Can you guys believe I got like, was it 5 or 6 shots of like espresso in my coffee? I'm crazy. Living, welcome to the good life. I don't know why I said that. Anyway, what else is he gonna talk about? Me gusta tu mona, mala mía. Mala mía. Mala mía. I'm already feeling the coffee. Así es mi vida. Es solo mía. I have to do like housework and clean and stuff. I don't know if you guys know this, but I've been secretly and silently, slowly melting and dying like the Wicked Witch of the West because my AC unit went out, and I live in a really hot part of the country. We are literally like above the 80, I think yesterday was 89 degrees out. Let's see how hot it is today. Oh, also, I was going to say, the Discord server will be making its way over to Reddit. But right now we're just trying it out, so please bear with me if you want to join. And I can't wait for you guys to join. The guys on there are all so much fun, and the three dudes who are helping me mod are so fucking cool. Like, I genuinely love talking to them. They're so fucking nice. And one of them did a DJ Khaled ASMR audio. And it's one of my favorite things in the entire fucking world, like, literally. And another one of them loves talking shit to me about the Astros because I'm a Dodger fan. And if you're listening to this, MD, fuck the Astros. What was I going to do? What was I going to do? I forgot what I was going to do. I have 4 emails. What are they for? Find my iPhone. Do, 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 do.
Are any of you guys, do you, any of you guys play Words with Friends? I've been playing with like my significant other, but I keep winning, so he doesn't want to answer my games anymore. So I don't know if you guys saw what I wrote yesterday about how I'm going to try to be like more active on here. I am setting up a recording, because right now, honestly, like through my Patreon, I have to do like 38 audios this month. Those are just custom orders. And then I have to do, on top of that, I have to do like Patreon exclusives, and I have to do posts that will make their way over to Reddit. So what I'm going to be doing is, I'm still going to be doing, I'm going to be doing two audios a week that are going to be, one's going to be Patreon exclusive and one's going to be Reddit. So I want to have like a consistent, flow of like uploading audios every week, that are either going to make their way over to Reddit or be Patreon exclusives. I do want to upload at least 4 Patreon exclusive per rolling month. And on top of like my custom audios and then my rambles and stuff and my sing-alongs. So I'm getting into that, but I am hoping to like be more, a little bit more active on GWA, not in GWA, but like on my profile. Cause I know there's a lot of I have a lot of subscribers and I'm so grateful. But I just have to get in the flow of like posting, because I don't know if you guys want to hear like story times again. I remember my first story times were pretty popular. Like when I talked about breaking my grandma's toilet and, falling out of porta potty and talking about my ex-boyfriend who FaceTimed my mom with his dick out. All of those were pretty popular, so I don't know if you guys want to hear some of that again, like story times. I am going to put up an AMA today, and I will record that for you guys, just in case. I know that follower count has increased since the last time I did an AMA, so I will be posting that. Have you guys ever watched the show Misfits, the UK show? I watched that a long time ago, and I've been recently rewatching it on Hulu. Ooh, guys, The Handmaid's Tale is coming back. Yes. And why is this song on?
Sending in the passenger side of your best friend's ride, trying to holla at me.
I don't want no scrub. I posted a picture of my coffee in the server. Let's see what people said. six shots of espresso, damn. Jesus Christ, Jeebus. Praise for M's well-being. All this talk of coffee makes me want to go get some. This Discord sponsored by Seton Bucks. I want to hear M on this caffeine high. You're going to get some of me. I'm a little bit hyper right now. I'm going to say... Okay, so if you guys listen to this, I'm talking to you guys. Y'all. It's lit. Let's get it. You guys want to know something funny? I'm holding up my phone right now because it's tucked into my bra. The girl that could be someone else for a week. Oh shit. The phone almost fell out of my bra. Already 3 shots of espresso. Anyway, my coffee looks weird. Five shots. Oh my god. I'm not even halfway with this coffee. Ugh. You guys want to know what song I've been like hella obsessed with recently for some reason? It's been stuck in my head like crazy. So good. Listen. Do you guys know what's fucked up? The fact that Eric Clapton wrote this for Patty Boyd because he was in love with his like best friend's wife because she was married to George Harrison. He wrote this song for her. Then she left George Harrison for Eric Clapton. They got married and he beat the shit out of her. He used to beat her up. Layla. Still doesn't change the fact that this is a really good song, but still, like, what the fuck, you know? Okay, so I told some of you guys that I'm doing a ramble, and is it Yucky? Yucky said hi, Reddit. Cloudflyer said hi to the ramble. Darth Vacuous said, don't let us bother you. Mad Max out here throwing shots. He said, Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim Rock. First of all, don't get me started, because they were the Anaheim Angels. They were the Anaheim Angels. Until they won the World Series, and then all of a sudden they were the Los Angeles Angels. Like, what the fuck? No, that's not the way it works. Cloudflyer say, I love all of my bueno boys. I love all of my little bueno boys. Fuck the Lakers. Swear to God. MD. And the Dodgers. And the Dodgers? Wow. Someone really out here trying to get fucking shot. Fuck the Lakers and the Dodgers. If you guys hear that one of my followers, my subscriber, one of my mods in my server went missing, it's because I drove to wherever he lives and broke into his house and smothered him in his sleep for talking shit about the Dodgers and the Lakers. Also, I don't know if you guys are watching basketball. The Celtics, I want the Celtics to win. If you're a Warriors fan, don't at me. Fuck the Warriors. This song's so good. I think I'm like drunk on caffeine right now. I have I'm laying on my bed and I have a pile of underwear in front of me, panties. Like and subscribe if you would like me to sell my panties. I'm just kidding, don't. Don't do that. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one bite, and another one bite. Another one bites the dust. So I bought my dad tickets to see one of his favorite artists in concert for Father's Day. And I made the stupid mistake of telling my mom that I bought my dad tickets. And she got butthurt. She was like, but Mother's Day is before Father's Day. I was like, I know, Mom, but the tickets are going to sell out. So I bought them before they sell out. And then yesterday she called me and she was like, well, I kind of want to go see Pepe Aguilar. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? So I had to buy tickets for my mom to go see Pepe Aguilar for Father's Day, for Mother's Day. So that's cool. If you guys don't know who I'm talking about, Pepe Aguilar is this like Mexican singer who sings like mariachi music. I've had this song stuck in my head all week, and this girl was on American Idol, and she's fantastic, and the song is really good. If you guys haven't heard it, it's called 21st Century Machine by Katie Turner. If you look up her audition on YouTube, she's super weird. Oh, so the guy that I'm going to go see my dad with, his name is Luis Miguel. I don't know if you guys know who that is. Oh my God. You guys want to hear what I'm obsessed with recently? I'm obsessed with this video, and I can't stop singing the song. It's this video that my friend sent me on the internet. So it's this comedian who says that she tried to sell a song to Dua Lipa. And Dua Lipa said no. And so she's like, I always want to sing the song for you guys. It's like a comedy bit. And so she performs a song.
I wanted to sing this song. And then
just listen. It's so good.
You can go ahead and play the track.
Guys, this is... I've had the song stick in my head all week.
Thank you. There won't be a lot of choreography in this because I have asthma. But... I know that we just met, but it feels like I trust you more than anyone else in my life. We don't know each other well, but it feels like we do. I met you an hour ago, but I would do anything for you.
Listen.
Like, I would kill myself if you asked me to. I would kill myself if you asked me to.
I know. Wait, I'm just waiting for it to get to my favorite part.
I would kill myself if you asked me to. Would you kill yourself?
Here it goes.
Please confirm.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the part that I kept singing yesterday.
You are two inches taller than me, and your job requires...
I literally was singing this on voice chat last night. I'm embarrassing.
I would do absolutely anything for you. Okay. I would kill a bird. I would kill a dog.
Here it is.
I would kill a kid if you ask me to.
I would fuck a bird. I would fuck a dog. I would fuck a kid when he grows up. It's so good. If you guys haven't never seen this video, it's Patty Harrison, and you guys can look her up. She's fucking funny as fuck. Anyway, this is Katie Turner. Oh yeah, so the person I'm gonna go, as you see, I'm like all over the place now because I'm on coffee. The singer that I'm gonna take my dad to see in Vegas, if you guys are gonna be in Vegas in September,
hit me up, because I'm going to be there watching Luis Miguel with my dad. I'm going to get fucked up at the Caesar's Palace and watch. I'm going to go, you know what? Actually, when we check into the Caesar's Palace, I'm going to wear a satchel and I'm going to be like, did Caesar live here? And then they're going to be like, no. And I'm going to be like, I didn't think so. Anyway, this is Luis Miguel. This is who I'm going to see in concert, guys. Please feel free to be jealous as fuck. You guys can't see me right now, but I'm vibing, bro. I'm vibing. Si tú me hubieras dicho siempre la verdad, si hubiera respondido cuando te llamé, si hubieras amado cuando te amé, serías en mis sueños la mejor mujer. Si no supiste amar, ahora te puedes marchar. This is actually my karaoke song. Oh my god, aren't you guys like so happy? I'm like just serenading you guys.
Si tú supieras lo que yo sufrí por ti, teniendo que olvidarte sin saber por qué, y ahora me llamas, me quieres ver, me juras que has cambiado y piensas en volver. Si no supiste amar, ahora te puedes marchar. Aléjate de mí, no hay nada más que hablar. Contigo yo perdí, ya tengo con quién ganar. Yo sé que no hubo nadie que te diera lo que yo te di, que nadie te ha cuidado como te cuide. Por eso comprendo que estás aquí, pero ha pasado el tiempo, yo también cambié. Si no supiste amar,
oh, I fucked that up.
Ahora te puedes marchar.
The saxophone, guys. This fucking saxophone slaps, though. I would totally hit the whip to the saxophone right now.
Aléjate de mí, no hay nada más que hablar. Contigo yo perdí, ya tengo con quién ganar. Yo sé que no hubo nadie que te diera lo que yo te di, que nadie te ha cuidado como te cuide. Por eso comprendo que estás aquí, pero ha pasado el tiempo, yo también cambié. Si no supiste amar, ahora te puedes marchar.
And then the other guy that I'm gonna go, the guy that my mom low-key passive-aggressively got me to buy her tickets to, is this guy. Here it is. This is who I'm going to see in concert. Oh my god, I'm so excited. I really don't like Pepe Aguilar. I prefer his dad, Antonio Aguilar, which is my... He's from the same place my family is from, so shout out to Antonio Aguilar, who died a long time ago. The fact that he's dead really isn't significant to what I'm talking about, but I still want you guys to know that don't come from Antonio Aguilar because he's dead. If you've ever been to La Placita Olvera in LA, Placita Olvera is one of like the oldest parts of LA, and it's gorgeous. And it's funny because you walk through, like, you literally walk into La Placita Olvera and you feel like you're in Mexico. This is Pepe Aguilar. I feel like my breathing's really weird right now. Pepe Aguilar is so boring. I'm gonna change this. What can I listen to? I don't know. I'm gonna listen to this and I'm gonna do my best Bee Gees impression. This is really long, I'm so sorry. Why am I doing this?
Your eyes in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the morning rain.
I fucking hate how the Bee Gees sound.
that I wanna fall from me. I wanna feel you in my arms again.
That's what they sound like to me.
You come to me like a summer breeze. Keep me warm in your love and then softly leave. How deep is your love? How deep is your love? I really need to know. 'Cause we're living in a world of fools.
I was gonna talk about something. What was I gonna talk about? Did you guys hear that? That's my snapping my fingers. Please don't be jealous because of how good I snap my fingers. It's hard being this perfect. I'm just kidding.
You're my savior when I fall.
I wonder if the Bee Gees would be disappointed if they listened to me. I got a woman. What the fuck? What is that sound? Oh, my brother's talking to my mom on speakerphone. That's what it is. I don't know why my brother's been leaving his bedroom door open. It's really weird because I think he can hear me when I'm talking.
Pressure! Pushing down on me, pushing down on you. No hell at all. Under pressure!
Anyway, I was gonna say something else. What was I gonna say? So I have to shop for a satchel for when I go to Vegas in September. I hope that I can get my dad really drunk in September for Father's Day when I take him to Vegas. I'm not taking him. He's gonna fucking take himself because he's not a child.
Pressure. Pushing down on me. Pushing down on you. Oh, no, no, no. Under pressure.
Anyway, I'm gonna stop this now because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about anymore. Like and subscribe for more, guys. Just kidding. I like saying that sometimes because I pretend that I'm a YouTuber. I'm probably gonna record a very caffeinated listen to music with M for y'all in a moment. Just me being an idiot like always. And anyway, yeah, if you guys are down to, like, listen to anything else, what do y'all want to listen to? What would you like this idiot, me, obviously, to get herself into? I'm not going to sell you my panties. I just want to restate that for y'all. It was a joke. God bless. Keep eating ass, smoking grass, and living life to the fullest, brothers. Just kidding. I don't know. Bye.